Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. Remember that show, Welcome Back, Kater? It's Welcome Back, Crowley. Hey, how's everybody doing? I'm dating myself already right out of the gate, man. 1970s, mid-1970s. If you are over the age of 40, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Welcome back, Cotter. Happy days. It was on every... Was it Tuesday night? I don't know. But I've already taken this podcast hostage by information. Maybe you can hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. When was, I think, Happy Days and Welcome Back, Cotter were on the same night. I'm not sure, though. And so I don't hold the rest of the show hostage. I'm going to let it go. I'm just going to let it go today. Hey, it's Sam Crowley from EverydayIsSaturday.com back with the number one motivational podcast on the planet. I'm excited, man. I'm excited at how strong you are. Oh, but Sam... You don't know my story. Oh, but Sam, I don't have a lot of money. You already know where that's going, right? Yeah. Shh. Away. We're going to build you up stronger, faster. It's like the $6 million man. It's 1970s week on the Everyday Saturday show. Hey, first of all, make sure you're connected to the show and the movement at EverydaySaturday.com. You can listen to the podcast right there. You can also listen on iTunes. Make sure you give the show a 5-star rating, or you just will not get the most out of life, what you truly deserve, unless you give us that 5-star rating. So you know the old saying. I don't even know if it's an old saying. As a matter of fact, I don't even know if it is a saying. If it's not, I want it. I want to trademark the saying that you never know how strong you really are until you need to be that strong, right? Oh, how profound. Hey, this is all about life experience, my friend. This is all about, you don't even know, how sad would it be? Like, you look back on your life, and it's all about regret, you know what I mean? That's where we always try to get people off of Monday, because living a perpetual Monday is translated into living a life of regret. I didn't know that I could do all that. I didn't know that I was that strong. Well, of course you are. You don't know because you never had to be. You were always stuck in that comfortable living. Well, it's not that bad. You know, it's the old story I've talked about many times. You stand on that nail. The story of the person standing on the nail. You stand on, if you stood on a nail, it would hurt, right? Of course it would. You stand on the nail for a few weeks, still hurts, but not as bad as it did maybe a few weeks before, because he's kind of got used to it. You're standing there, you know. You're getting all your food delivered to you. You're just standing on that nail. A few years go by. I mean, heck, after that, after 20 years, what nail? I don't even notice the nail. Hey, my foot's in the way of that nail now. I need to get rid of my foot before I get rid of that. I kind of like that nail. I'm comfortable, Sam. I'm comfortable. Well, let me tell you something. You have no idea how strong you can be until you have to be that person. You got to be, my buddy Les Brown says, you got to be hungry. Hungry. Think back. I know you've had these experiences, even if you're in a job right now that you don't like, or even if your business is kind of in a plateau. Hey, look, just because you're an entrepreneur, I mean, that doesn't give you the right to go into cruise control, you know, and just kind of sit back and relax. No, I mean, we are charged every single day to create something, to create a movement, to leave a legacy. Just because you said, I'm an entrepreneur now, I've now living the Everyday is Saturday lifestyle, so Sam Crowley can stop preaching to me and get off my back. Oh, no. It doesn't work that way. No. It doesn't work that way. To whom much is given, much is expected. Am I right or am I right? So now that you've made the decision, which is a great decision, by the way, that you are going to go after your dream and you're going to be an entrepreneur, maybe you've already gone and you've already had success. You don't stop there. No, no, no. That would just be selfish. And then because you're going to look back and you're going to have that saying that we opened the show with, I didn't know how strong. Had somebody told me that I could actually create a movement this big, I would have done it, Sam. I certainly would have. But nobody told me that it was going to work out this easily, this great, that I could actually create something this big. Well, nobody's going to. Well, actually, yeah, somebody. I'm telling you right now. And if you're in the opposite end of that, let's get serious for a minute, because I do have the ability to be serious every now and again. Because first of all, I just don't think life is that serious. You know what I mean? We wake up, the sun comes up, the sun goes down. What you do between then, you know, that's life. You're living life, man. It ain't that difficult. You know what I mean? However, you may find yourself right now in a situation you don't like being there. You know, maybe you lost your job. Maybe you lost a relationship. You lost a loved one. You can't stay there, because if you stay in that situation, not only are you miserable, you're making everybody around you miserable. And they may not be telling you, you know, these people may be very nice, but they're saying it, they're thinking it. And then when you finally do decide that you're going to be this strong individual, that you're going to reach down and get it done, you're going to go back to these people and say, hey, I'm back now. Sorry, I was in a little bit of a lull. They're going to be, oh, hey, great to have you back. Yeah, and not really interested right now, but it's good to have you back. I mean, I'm glad you rebounded from the depths of despair and you found your inner champion, but I just, yeah, about that, not really ready right now. See, people have memories, and they're gonna think about, you got to act the same way when you're 40 points up in the game as when you're 40 points down in the game. And man, I used to tell my management team when I was in the corporate game this all the time. I didn't always perfect it. I mean, we're all human. We all fly off the handle. But boy, the best advice I was given back in my corporate leadership days was, Sam, you got to act the same. Whether your team's down 40 points or you're ahead 40 points, don't let them see you on this emotional roller coaster. Now, there is something to be said for being emotional. When you got to summons that strong will, when you got to go down, I mean, man, you're talking about digging deep. You don't know where the money's coming from. You don't know where the business is coming from. You step out in what? You step out in faith, baby, because that's all you have. You don't have the. If you could just step out and you knew what was going to happen, there would be no such thing as faith, and you wouldn't have to believe in anything. You wouldn't believe in yourself, you know? It says, yeah, forget it. That's why when you become an entrepreneur, that's why when you step out, that's why that reward is waiting for the individuals who exhibit this tremendous amount of faith. And why wouldn't you have faith in yourself? Why would you buy into this self-fulfilling prophecy? You've told yourself all the time that you're not good enough, you don't have the money, you're not talented enough, all that crap, man. Why would you even give that any energy whatsoever? I mean, if you're going to shine a magnifying glass over that, then that's what's going to get hot. That's what's going to burn up. Oh, you'll be on fire, all right. You're going to go up in smoke, you and your dreams. Why don't you shine a magnifying glass on some of the great qualities you have, you know, and quit giving yourself that little talk. I know you're giving it. I used to give it to myself as well. I don't know, really. Oh, that's tough, though. I mean, that's reserved. That someone else has that market corner there. I can't be a speaker. I mean, come on, really? It's not, no, you know? You don't do that. You don't do that. You're going to look back, and I know you're going to look back. If you're looking back right now, you know, regardless if you're 20, 40, 60, 80 years old, you're looking back with some sort of, oh, man, I should have done that. I should have gone for it back when I had the opportunity. Because, you know, my life's real busy now, and things are complicated now. I have kids, or I got divorced, or, you know, I'm in a job. No, no. The only thing different now is that you think less of yourself, which is incredible, which I don't even know as a human species. You are a miracle, a freaking miracle, yet somehow you are diminishing that by giving yourself this ridiculous conversation that because things have changed, the only thing that's changed is the date on the calendar. Instead of it being 2004, it's 2014. What are you going to do in 2024? Oh, I can't think that far ahead. I don't even know if I'll be alive. Oh, come on. That's half your problem right there. Come on, man. You got to have faith. Faith in you and yourself and the dream that's been put inside of you to go out there and make a difference. What do you want to do? Answer the question. What do you want to do? Don't say you can't do it. Just say, what do you want to do? What do you want? Anything you want to do. I bet right now, if you got started, you get there real quick. Really, really fast. You know, I know so many people. I'm amazed. I look at individuals online I haven't seen in a while. This isn't like Tommy the blogger I was talking about a couple days ago. I'm talking about people that are ultra successful. And I see them on Facebook, Twitter, out there. They're crushing it. I mean, with whatever their passion was, they wanted to be a speaker, a consultant, a coach. They wanted to own a brick and mortar business. I see them out there. I'm like, wow. And I'm amazed. I mean, I'm really shocked because I know their backstory. And I know the challenges they had. I see people that are millionaires now that started with absolutely nothing. One individual comes to mind, got out of the Army, was in the Army a few years ago, didn't come back to the States with anything other than a tremendous passion to not go back into the Army and to never have a boss again. I mean, that was a tremendous why this individual had. And I remember seeing him online. I don't have permission to use his name or else I would. So, you know, one of these times, instead of like changing names of everybody, I should actually reach out to somebody before I do a podcast and say, hey, I'm going to talk about you. Do I have your permission? But that's the part about being unscripted, man. That was the brand I chose. Life Unscripted, let it rip, hit the record button, turn on the mic, and let's go and get after it and make every day Saturday. So this person starts to get into the online marketing world. You know, like I talked about a couple days ago, gets on ClickBank.com, picks some products to sell, doesn't have an email list, doesn't even know how to generate an email list, doesn't know. You know, some of the best thing is just not knowing. It's just not knowing what you don't know. There really is something to that. I'm not a big fan of that saying that ignorance is bliss, but I do believe that the less you know sometimes, our best sales reps would come back from training. We would hire a sales rep in sales, and then we would send them away for 3 weeks of training out of town, and then they'd come back to our division, and they wouldn't know anything other than get on the phone, cold call, call your established accounts, call. And when you're done doing that, make some more phone call. And just dial and smile, baby. Dialing and smiling is what we used to call it. And they were always the best reps until they hung around the toxic people at the water cooler. They went to lunch. And then they had it all figured out, you know. But, boy, that first 3 to 6 month period, they were gold, man. Pure gold. You could bet on a new sales rep unless they were just terrible. And some people just weren't very good at sales. Didn't make them bad people. They just weren't good at sales. Somehow they got through the process and told us and convinced us they were otherwise. But boy, if they didn't get polluted by the senior sales reps who were just miserable, mopey people, they would have been rock stars. I try to tell them all the time, hey, you're going to come back from training and you're going to do great. And then you're going to get around that person. And I would use names. And you're going to get around that person. And even if I didn't use names, they'd be able to tell real quick who they're going to get around that were going to really derail their career. So after about 6 months, you're going to be doing really well, and this person's going to completely just pollute your mind, and you're going to be toast, and you'll be with where they are, and we'll throw you out in the scrap heap after a couple of years, you know? And they're like, dude, why are you telling me all this? It's because I know. It's a pattern. It happens in every corporation, every organization. I mean, the top 10% of our sales reps, your sales reps, every sales organization account for 90% of the business. You know what I mean? It's crazy, and it's all in the mind. It's all in the mindset. So this guy I know comes back from the service, and he's got no knowledge of, you know, online marketing and emails and all this stuff and how hard it is. And he says, hey, man, I'm blessed to even have an opportunity to be able to do this. And what do you know? Crushes it. Millionaire. Now, you say the word millionaire, it kind of makes your ears perk up. But really, you're talking making 80 grand a month or so, 85 grand a month, whatever it is. That's 20 grand a week. That's what's 20 grand a week? 3 grand a day? That's 1,500 in the morning, 1,500 in the afternoon? Ain't that big a deal? It's really not. When you have nothing to do but focus on what it is that you're going to do for a living, and you've got a summons at the very part of this podcast, like we talked about, you've got to summons that strong-willed person. I mean, that's really not asking a lot. Could you learn to make, $1,000 in the morning and $1,000 in the afternoon and just take the evenings off, you know, out of a 24-hour day? Work 12 hours, 6 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon or so. You know what I mean? Get up at 6 in the morning, work till noon, take an hour, stop at 7 o'clock at night, take the rest of the night, whatever you got to do to yourself. just to learn how to be a marketer, think about that knowledge you would have. And then you implement that? I mean, come on. That's $1,000 in the morning, $1,000 in the afternoon. That's $2,000 a day. That's $800,000 or so a year. You know what I mean? It's a lot of money. But you're being paid to learn and not earn right away. Remember the story about, hey, how long will it take you to cut down this tree? Well, I'm going to sharpen my axe for 3 hours, and then it's going to take me an hour. You know, as a person taking 4 hours to chop the tree down. You got to sharpen your axe, and that axe is your mind, man. I mean, I can't even tell you how much you are being held back right now because you have this limiting belief as if success was reserved for somebody with a last name named Kennedy or Winfrey or Gates or Buffett. That's not true at all. You know, that's not true at all. But what you know right now is probably, or what you think you know, is not even probably hurting you. It is definitely hurting you. You think you know. You think you know the outcome that's going to happen if you quit your job or go start a movement or go try to learn something new. You think you know. You don't know. You know what you should look back? Look ahead 20 years from now and look back at the person you are right now. Would you be happy with that person? Would you want to work for that person? Would you want to get involved in a business with that person right now? I mean, you talk to some people on the phone, you can't hit, oh, you know, if you ever hear this coming on, man, hey, I got another call coming in. I get back to you? And nobody ever gets back to you. That should be your first clue. We had a guy in Buffalo, man, called The Save. Not the guy. It was called A Save. And we'll call him Jimmy. Another name I got to change. This guy did everything but get on the phone. He would walk from cubicle to cubicle to cubicle, and he knew everything about everything. He was like Cliff Clavin from Cheers, but worse. I mean, hey, you know anybody? Yeah, you know, hey, I know a buddy of mine in the FBI. Oh, my cousin, he's got a brother. He's only one of two people in the world that have clearance to get into the White House with a swipe card. It's like you couldn't say anything too obscure for this guy. I mean, he would just go to everybody's booth. And he completely just, and whenever he came to your booth, it was the job. I was in telephone sales at the time, Buffalo, New York, 1991. And it was the job of all the other salespeople to call the person's phone and save him. You got a save from Jimmy. And if you got a save from Jimmy, bought you a beer or something at the end of the week. Because if you got, you know, whoever had the most saves from Jimmy, because Jimmy would go to everybody's booth. Hey, how's it going, buddy? Hey, what you got going on there, partner? I mean, he would totally take you off course. And you would say, and he never picked up on it. He never picked up that when the phone rang, it was somebody inside the office, usually 5 feet away, just calling to save you. I'm like, hey, I got to take this call. Oh, okay. Hey, yeah, no problem. And then he'd walk over to somebody else's booth, and 5 minutes later, their phone would ring. Hey, yeah, I got to take this call. Oh, hey, no problem. And you just keep walking around. If people are doing that to you, if you're Jimmy and they're saving you, hey, I got another call coming, I got to get back to you, and they don't, that's your first clue that you got to get back to this positive individual that people want to be around. Let me tell you, man, life's an inside job. You get the mind straight to 6 inches between the ears. You don't even know how strong you are because you haven't even put yourself in a situation where you had to be. Oh, one time, Sam, you don't know. One time I had to be strong and I was, yeah, what was that, 10 years ago? Come on, man. Why don't you see how strong you are and go out and step out in faith and prove to yourself that you've got it inside. Don't prove anything to me. Prove it to you. Prove it to your family. They're the ones that are waiting on you to make the step, man. Do it. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.